Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, the Texans wrapped up their third week of OTAs, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media.
How much of a look at all of you had of Ben?
Well, I haven't, you know, really, other than just, watching him in walkthroughs and, you know, checking his brain. And from that standpoint, doing a little bit today, that's been it. So, you know, we haven't had him out here, so hopefully we, you know, his time will pick up next week.
Hey, Gary, will you talk about the impact these military guys have on you?
Well, you know, I've got a little bit of it in my family, you know, from that standpoint, and just have so much respect for what they do, and not only what they do, but the strain on their families as well. So, you know, I'm fortunate, Richard, that I was asked to just come be a part of it, and it's been it's really meant a lot to me along the way. So, and watching it grow and what they do for those families, the support they give them, it's been pretty special. So I look forward to Saturday.
It impacts you with how young they are?
Well, yeah, that is amazing. You know, that is amazing. But I tell you what's amazing to me probably more so is how strong they are. I mean, some of the things that have happened to some of those young men and women, and to come back and have the attitude that they have about life and going forward, and to watch your family support them, and really the amazing support that I see, you know, this city give to them. You know, it's just there's strength all around them, so very impressive.
I think it helps your players to go and see these guys and what they do, kind of get another look at another side of life.
Yeah, you know, we've always had a few guys come out, and I tell them, you know, I say, hey, if this somehow, you know, has impacted your life or touched your life and your family or whatever, come out and be a part of it. And we've had some of these guys come out and visit our players too. So, you know, our organization's been very good about supporting them, and will continue to be.
Kids, I missed the first part of this, but any significance to the little extra longer talk you gave the guys just
today? No, not really. Just talking about situations and what we did at practice, and then also talking to them about, you know, how we do things. So you're really just trying to get your football team ready to go operate in the summer the way you want them to operate. And so we got to get the 30 guys that haven't been with us heading in that direction.
This is out of left field, but cool temperatures like this. Do you ever yearn for Greeley, Colorado? No, the question is, would you ever
consider, I'm glad to be home.
would you ever push for, look, let's move camp to a different site so we can get more done?
No, I think it's great, you know, that we have it here, because it's great for our fans, you know, locally. You know, for a player to go sleep in his own bed if he's responsible enough and then come in the morning for 2 days, I think that's a big plus too. So, you know, I like being here. Obviously, we battled the heat, but our guys have done a good job with that. And, you know, I think it's good for the city that we're close. You know, I've enjoyed it. I think it's been very good.
The defensive backs, Glover Quinn, I was talking to Glover, yeah. Frank, the guys, just like a true pro every day.
Come on, Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. As a matter of fact, that's what I was talking to the team about. You know, I said, you know, last year at this time we had a fourth-round draft choice. He was just trying to figure out what we're doing. He started 12 games. You watch him practice today. So that's what the game's about. If you step up and do it, you're going to play. And I just told him, hey, there's examples all around you. He's a great one, so pay attention.
Do you see someone right now?
In that type of mode? Well, I mean, we got a long, long way to go. But obviously our number one's been very impressive. You know, I think our three's been very impressive too. He's going to help us. He's going to push some people up front. So, you know, I think we could just like we've done in the past few years, we could very well have a good majority of those kids helping us this year, and that would be a good thing.
Also talking with the media on Thursday was rookie running back Ben Tate, who returned to work.
Coach, got a little action.
I did. It's about time.
How'd it feel out there?
Felt pretty good. You know, I'm just getting back into the mix, trying to stay on top of everything. You know, my main thing is just not to make mistakes.
How hard has it been for you to sit there and watch and hear that, boy, he's missing some time, we need him in there, and your body won't let you do what you want to do?
It's tough, because you definitely want to come out and prove yourself to these guys. You know, you're a high-round pick, so, you know, you definitely want to come out and show that you deserve to be here. And, you know, just show them that you put in work hard, and that I'm going to work hard, and that I'm going to earn everything.
How's the hamstring?
Have you lost anything not being able to be out there?
Of course you lose the experience. It's my first time. You know, going through this, you know, it's the next step up the NFL. So, of course, you lose some experience. And at the same time, you know, you might know the plays, but it's always going to be different once you get out there and hit the field. So that's the biggest adjustment.
So did you have to fight the urge to push yourself to get out there?
What do you mean? I don't
get healthy before you push yourself out on the field too soon.
Oh yes, definitely. You know, the training staff, they weren't gonna let me, you know, go out there regardless if they didn't think I was ready. So, you know, I'm just happy and blessed that I get this opportunity to be back out there.
Watching, what do you see as the difference at this level?
I'm not really sure yet. I don't know if I figured it out quite yet.
what's got you puzzled? What do you have to learn? Being hit?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, the offense is just learning the playbook is the hardest thing, I think, right now.
How's coach telling you?
You know, just to make sure I'm ready and, you know, come out and, you know, these last couple of practices, I have to earn the guys' respect.
How does it feel when you're making cuts? How does it feel when you're making cuts?
What do you mean, my hamstring?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It doesn't hurt at all?
No, it doesn't hurt.
How about when you're sprinting extra fast? Does it hurt at all? Or
no.
At all?
No.
How much fun did you have out there, David?
It was just fun just to get back out there with the guys. You know, of course, everybody was giving me a hard time or whatever, but, you know, it was just fun to be able to get back out there with them.
What's the funniest thing that maybe the guys have said to you during this process? Well, who's been the big jokester?
I'm not really sure. I don't really pay too much attention.
I see all those running backs out there. What do you think?
I think competition.
Coach talked about the fact that a lot of those running backs are looking good, Foster and Slayton. Looks like he's got his happen to step back. When you watch those guys, I mean, is it some of the things you see them do, do you feel like you can do some of the same things?
I definitely think I can do those things, you know, that they're doing. Just a matter of coming in and working hard.
There's a great tradition of Auburn running backs. Is that a big deal at school? Do they talk about y'all, all the great ones that come in, and do you feel any pressure to uphold that great tradition of running backs?
You definitely want to come in and, you know, uphold that tradition. So I definitely think about it. It's something that's on my mind. And, you know, I have everything in my mind is that I'm going to uphold that tradition and just keep working hard.
Did you like or look up to any one of those guys that preceded you at Auburn?
Not really, not too much. I didn't know too much about, you know, any of those guys because I wasn't from around the area.
Hey, will they come back? Did any of the former star running backs come back? Have you met many of them?
Yeah, I mean, I've met Ronnie and Carnell and Bo Jackson and all those guys.
Bo comes back?
So, from time to time.
Is he the one most talked about?
Definitely.
What's the first thing you heard about Bo?
I couldn't remember.
Were you aware of him before you went there?
Yes, I didn't know he went to Auburn, but I was aware of him, yes.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.